Well, many of us have been making resolutions for the new year, things we want to do or try, things we don't want to do anymore, basically ways to improve ourselves and how we feel. But stats suggest we won't succeed in meeting all of our goals, and the frustration that comes from unmet goals can be heightened in neurodivergent people, but there are ways to improve the chances of success for all of us. LDS, Learn, Develop, Succeed, is a BC-based nonprofit that supports people with learning differences and has created a playful alternative to traditional resolutions in the form of a bingo card. Rachel Forbes is the executive director of LDS and joins us now. Hi, Rachel.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you so much for making the time. First off, for anyone who might be unfamiliar, what does neurodivergent mean?
So when we use the term neurodivergent, we're talking about folks who have brain-based differences or learning differences, and that can include things like ADHD, autistic people, those with learning differences like dyslexia, dysgraphia, or other executive functioning challenges. And sometimes it also can include some mental health or other challenges that are often correlated with those things.
And regardless of whether we identify as neurodivergent or not, you know, as I mentioned, according to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, only 8% of us will actually meet our goals when it comes to these New Year's resolutions. Why do you think our collective success rate is so low?
Yeah, it's a pretty dire statistic in terms of, quote, success around meeting resolutions. Often people are failing to meet their resolutions because they're setting really lofty or vague or unrealistic goals. And they often have an all or nothing type of mentality, like I'm either going to read 10 books or I'm not. And also at the root of it, you know, are these things that we actually really want to do ourselves, or are they coming from external pressures or other types of motivations that are really not within us, which makes it obviously a lot less likely that we're going to achieve something that we don't really desire to do ourselves?
I mentioned off the top as well that neurodivergent people can often be disproportionately affected by unmet goals. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Rachel?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, traditional resolutions and those types of mentalities when we're setting them do fail neurodivergent people disproportionately because they're leading to a lot more types of disappointment and burnout. And they're not, you know, they're rooted in that kind of all or nothing thinking and really big goals typically, whereas a lot of neurodivergent people will do a lot better with a mindset of making progress, not reaching for perfection. And I think, you know, we probably all do too. So taking a what we call neuroaffirming approach to goal setting is setting goals that are aligned with how your brain works, not against it. And leading with, you know, empathy and understanding for yourself and what actually works for you. And even, you know, setting, you know, smaller goals and going for progress, not perfection, are great tips, and making things fun. And that's why you mentioned at the top, you know, we've got a bingo card where make things, you know, graphic and fun and achievable, and maybe pick an accountability buddy in your sphere, your peer group that understands how your brain works and can help you monitor things and maybe adjust as the year goes on. There's no rules out there that say we have to keep the same New Year's resolutions the whole year. We can change these things. We can change our goals. We can, you know, bite-size them so much that we achieve a lot by March, and then maybe we want to achieve more after that. And that leads to feeling good about ourselves, that we're making progress and we're on the right road. So it leads to greater feelings of success for sure.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this bingo card, this alternative to perhaps traditional resolutions.
Sure. So it's just you take a bingo card and you map out a number of fun things that you might want to achieve. And they could be really small, like eat 100 bananas, or they could be bigger goals, like I want to read 5 books, or I want to go to the movies with my friend, or learn how to bake a cake. You know, all of these relatively small but achievable things that you can then see in a visual format and check off. And maybe you put it at your desk, maybe you put it in your bedroom or in your kitchen with your family. And as a family activity, it's a great thing where everybody in the family can make their own little bingo card, and then you can put it up on your, you know, bulletin board or something and see how everybody's doing and cheer each other along the way. And the other thing it can do, you know, is if we're not checking off a lot of bingo dots along the way, is to normalize so-called failure, because that's where all of our learning really happens. It's the most fertile ground for learning about ourselves and learning about what works for us. So if we're not seeing a lot of progress early in the year, we can change our strategy and change our goals and examine why. Is, you know, why that wasn't working for us. Was it something external? Was it the type of goals that we set? And see failure not as a failure, but as a learning experience, and to try to normalize that and not get too discouraged by it.
Well, earlier you mentioned, you know, how valuable it can be if you create goals with someone, a buddy, for example, to do them with. I wonder if you can speak a little bit to the, you know, the power of partnership, whether that's directly when it comes to, say, a New Year's resolution, or just providing support to family members or friends who are clearly have a goal in mind.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to build understanding and empathy amongst our family members, our peer groups, whether that's our friends, if we're children and youth or adults, or it might be people at work too. It's really easy to, you know, put your own resolutions and your goals under a rug, and, you know, whether you achieve them or not is kind of your own business. But as soon as you sharing them with somebody else, there's a little bit more accountability, maybe a bit more motivation there. And it also provides that learning and interest-based opportunity to get to learn more about that person. And if, as a parent, for example, I'm setting some of these bingo card goals with my kids, I learn what's really of interest to them. What do you want to do over the next year? And what's actually an appropriate goal for you? As you know, I have a 4 and an 8-year-old. So let's set up something that actually is going to be achievable and fun for you to do. So I get to learn more about my kids. I get to create more understanding and empathy. And then we get to work as a team to get it done.
Rachel, I'm so glad that you were able to join us today. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much for your time. And we encourage people to download our bingo card format on our website.
All right. That is Rachel Forbes, who is the executive director of LDS, Learn, Develop, Succeed. And yes, to her last point there, if you want to download, learn more about the New Year's resolution bingo card and all of the materials that accompany it, you can head to their website. That is ldsociety.ca, ldsociety.ca.
Thank you, Rachel.
Monday of the new
Thanks
year.
So much.
How about an uplifting tune from Katie
Lang? Take care.
Here she is with The Air That I Breathe.